Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast where it's your transition from a living a worldly life to now a godly life. And this is your guidebook, your how-to book, whatever you want to call it. I'm here. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I am still learning, but we're going to learn together because, it's just more fun that way. Okay, so today we're going to talk about words of control. Our words control us. Our words control, literally, the words you speak control a lot more than what you think of. Have you ever had a really, really bad day and you were just so ready for the day to be over with, but then someone complimented your outfit and then that made your mood better? Or you were having a really great day and someone was very rude to you and that just kind of threw off your whole mood. Words matter a lot more than what we think they do. So, as a new Christian, some of us are too afraid to speak of the gospel. Some of us have issues with the way we speak to others or the way we speak to of others. In Job, let me pull it up for y'all. I had it open. I'm sorry. In Job 15, 3 and 6, right into it. Would they argue with useless words? With speeches that have no value, but even undetermined pity and hindered devotion to God, your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testifies against you. Our own tongues can destroy us. The words we speak, the words we listen to, the words we fill our minds with. It really can destroy you. Like, if we're just listening to a lot of stuff that we're not supposed to, like, for example, music can get you. The type of music that you listen to can really put you in a mood. Like, music, I mean, come on, music is everything. Like, I mean, I listen to music 24/7. But the genres of music that we listen to can affect our moods, it can affect our emotions, it can affect our actions. Like listening to a sad song. We're gonna be sad. We're gonna act like we're depressed, even though we're not. But we're listening to a sad song, so our emotions are going to connect with our brain waves and scientifically all that stuff. The science part of it, the music is going to affect the dopamine in our brains. So what we fill our minds with, what we listen to, is going to affect how we feel. So if that changes us, then what about the words we speak? The words we speak are going to affect others, sometimes even yourself. Sometimes it could change people for the good or for the bad, but we have to be careful how we speak. Words are so much more important than what we think they are. It could be the smallest little thing. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter the time, to who. No matter how we what the situation is, how we speak is highly, 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 highly important because that could change someone's mood or someone's walk with God or even someone's day in general. Like, we want to be nice. We don't want to be rude buttholes. Like, we want to be nice to others because if we spread some kindness, the world might be a little bit easier to live in. Maybe it won't be too bad. So our own tongues can destroy us by the words we choose to speak. Just by the words that roll off our tongues can lead someone or ourselves to a path that's either good or bad. We have free will, so we can choose the words we speak because the words we speak is from our choice. The words we speak, the words that roll off our tongues. Ugh, I don't know why I got tongue twisted that. The words that roll off our tongues is from what we filled our hearts with. It's what we surround ourselves with. What we are nearby. So back to saying, would we argue with useless words? Like, if you really are listening to somebody and they're speaking like some absolute, like, what are you talking about? Is it worth it? Is it worth destroying your salvation to argue with that person, knowing that they are incorrect, knowing that they probably don't know any better? Knowing that they filled their hearts with something else than what you filled yourself with? is it worth it arguing with them? Or is it worth it to just bite your tongue or walk away? Because again, words can spiral. It could be a small little argument about taking the last French fry. And then you're like, and then you say something else and you might regret it. But then they heard it. And then the devil's going to be like, oh, no, 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 no. You might have forgot you're forgiving yourself. God may have forgiven you, but I didn't forgive you. So I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to haunt you with what you said. I'm going to mess with you and destroy you because you said that, and it's going to spiral up. I'm going to make an argument out of it. I am going to destroy this relationship with this person because you said that to them. We can't do that. The devil controls the words too. He can't control what we say, but he can manipulate those words into other things. Which is why sometimes the words we say, how we talk to others, could literally stop someone from going to church. This whole thing of seeing, like, I've been seeing all over TikTok was, I stopped going to church because church hurt me. Or I stopped going to church because the words people say to others. Because the way people explain things. We cannot be the reason of someone leaving the church because of the words we choose to say. We are children of God. We are the light. We are supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit and guiding and working in the kingdom. Nobody has to be flashy. Nobody has to be like higher class or famous or popular just to be proven to work in the kingdom of God. Like, no one has to be on a platform. Nobody has to be a pastor. You don't have to do that things. Just be, live your life and use the words you speak to spread the gospel. That right there is way more than enough in the kingdom, because we need more people like that than people who post every little thing they do on Instagram. We need more people who are truly living their life for God rather than those who post every little good deed they did just so they can get the attention of others because they like the attention. They like the pride that they're getting because they posted on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever, and they got that the good deed pride. But then you have those who are hiding in the shadows, who are working backstage in God's kingdom, and they're just spreading the gospel just by simply being kind to others, by simply being the light of the room or lightening the mood. Those joyful people you meet, take care of them, because that right there, they're the backstage workers. They know what they fill their hearts with. They know what rolls off their tongues because they fill their hearts with this. They're the one that continuously praying. Oh, there's another thing. Praying. The words we speak. The words we talk to God with. What we fill our hearts with. What rolls off our tongues. Speaking in tongues. Words are literally everything. Words are the very bare minimum of our relationship with God and what we fill our hearts with. There is so much to be said. And like right now, the podcast I'm doing, like this right here is a key example of why words are so important. The books we read, the whole Bible is nothing but words. Words are very, 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 very important. Okay, sometimes it's better just to stay quiet and bite your tongue rather than speak. I'll read another verse for you guys once I can find my page. There we go. Okay. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of Look at me twisting my words. God, please help me with the stutter. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. The words... Look at me messing it up again. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Anyway, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Words, guys, words. How many times is the word in the Bible? How many times have words led other people to destruction? If we did not have the words, if the words weren't so controlling to salvation, if words were not the key to salvation, then how did Moses lead the Israelites out of slavery? How did Eve trick Adam into eating the apple? By words, by having a conversation, by speaking. Like, there are so many ways the devil can trick us with the words that we speak, what we filled our hearts with. He manipulates the words. Or you have the words that we filled our hearts with, what the Holy Ghost led us with, and then it gives us to good. But it's our choice. We have the free will. We have the decision to pick which side we are going to fill our hearts with, what we're going to surround ourselves with. We have the choice. So the choice is yours. Did you want to be good? Did you want to be bad? I mean, I know it's pretty common to say, but like, it's true. It's not a cliche, honestly. It sounds like it is, but it's not, because it's either the bad side or the good side. Like, you want to know which side you want to be on. Just because, again, your sin prompts your mouth. Your tongue condemns you. Your tongue destroys you if you choose to fill your heart with evil or worldly things. If you choose to surround yourself with if you surround yourself with sin, then sin's gonna come out of your mouth. But like, if we get a set speaking, like, if we pray every day, if we read the Bible every day, if we listen to worship music, if we're kind to people, if we show kindness, if we be the light to God, like, right there, I know it's cliche, and you're like, yeah, I know, read your Bible, you're saved. But it's not, yeah, it's, go read your Bible, and you will be saved. Because these words right here is the key to salvation. Words control everything. Words are more important than what we think they actually are. There are times where we just have to remove ourselves from certain areas, certain prospects. Sometimes you just have to fast music. Sometimes you have to fast certain books, like, or you have to fast certain friends. Like, you just have to get rid of it for a few minutes and take a break. And honestly, I can tell you, if you are listening to nothing but worldly music or secular music, sorry, if you're only listening to secular music, give yourself a week of only worship, just a week of only worship, and tell me how your mood changed from there. Tell me how you're speaking to others. Tell me how you are talking to others. And I'm sorry, my Alexa just went off. Okay, I apologize for that, guys. My Alexa went off. I guess she wanted to speak something too. Anywho, we're gonna just move on to the next part, because I feel like I'm still on the first thing and I don't want to bore you guys to death. So, moving on to the next part. Words speak into existence. Prayer speaks into existence. Our prayers live forever. Even if we're gone, those prayers will still be lived, because words are alive. I think that's a good way to put it. Words are alive, okay? The way we pray, what we pray, the way we say things, those can be spoken into existence. And I'm telling you, it's not like, oh yeah, I'm hurting, or oh yeah, I'm broke, or oh yeah, I'm failing. It's fine. It is what it is. I'm failing. I'm just gonna fail. And then you actually fail, because what you say actually comes to life, because our words are alive. Our words control. Our words are important. But when we speak things into existence, like, yes, I'm hurting, but in Jesus' name, I am going to be healed. Or, yes, I'm broke, but God has a way and has a plan for my financial situation. Or, yes, I'm failing my class right now, but God's going to give me the knowledge I need and the resources I need to pass my classes. And then it's going to happen. Because we said those words, and we're consistent with the words we say, We're going to fill our words, our, sorry, not our words, our hearts with the right things. So the words that come out of our mouth speak into existence. Moving on to Luke. Love Luke. The book of Luke, like, dolls. We love Luke. Anywho, okay. Sorry, y'all, I lost my page. Okay. Let me just show y'all, like, words. Nothing but words in the Bible. Like, the words he has to say. Okay, moving on to Luke 4:32. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. His what? His words had what? Authority. Words have authority because we speak into existence. The prayers we say speaks into existence. When Jesus walked on this earth, all he had to do was speak, and it happened. The way we speak to others can affect others. The way we treat others affect others. And I know it's a cliche that you heard all throughout elementary school, but it's true. Spiritually, in real life, like for our spiritual life, our flesh, everything, it's all true. Words have a way of controlling things. And if it wasn't true, then why do they teach it in school? If it wasn't true, then why do we have a really giant, long book of words? If it wasn't true, why do we pray? If it wasn't true, why do we worship? If it wasn't true, like, come on. Words have control. Words have way of affecting others. And words can also become alive and speaking into existence. Prayers are answered because why? We spoke those words. We spoke those words with authority, and we spoke those words full of faith, because prayers are words. Being said, worship is words. We speak in tongues. We speak a different language, a holy language, as proof of the Holy Ghost. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. Like, words are just words, you know? They control everything. Okay. As Christians, we have to speak words of wisdom and holiness. And as a new Christian, you are still kind of learning, like, what does it mean to speak words of wisdom? What does it mean to... Ugh. Look at me slurring my words right now. I'm so sorry. Let me... Okay, you know what? Pause, rewind, restart. Okay. As Christians, we have to speak words of wisdom and holiness. And as a new Christian, you're wondering, what does it mean to speak words of wisdom, and what does it mean to speak words of holiness? Well, guys, Psalms 49 and 3. Okay. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. So, words of wisdom. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. So, when he's speaking of wisdom, he's meaning of the knowledge of God. The knowledge that is spoken through the Holy Ghost. And to break that down a little bit more, it's basically everything we fill our hearts with. Everything that we have full of the gospel. Everything that we have, like testimonies, revelations, prophecies. Everything that we fill our minds with, our hearts with. All of that is in the Bible. All of the wisdom is in the Bible. The Bible shows us, the Bible leads us, and of course the Holy Ghost has a huge, huge, huge part of it. It's more important to read your Bible than now than ever, because we're in a generation, we're in the time where everything is sent through words, like text messages that can be turned off on the wrong tone if we are not putting the right emojis or the right commas, or, you know, like, things can be translated differently than what they're supposed to be. We need to speak holiness. Holiness is kind of more of a longer topic to talk about, but to summarize that, being an example like Jesus, how he led others, he's a leader by speaking the words of leadership, and kindness and holiness and wisdom. And from there, we are to be leaders and like Jesus. That is our goal, to be like Jesus. Jesus was perfect, but we are not supposed to succumb our master. We are just the little servants that are right there. And of course, we're human. We're not perfect, and we're never going to be perfect because that's just how we're made. We have flesh, and our flesh likes to sin, and we have to have the mind and the self-control to stop ourselves from sinning, which is why we speak with wisdom. And the wisdom is our Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. Well, same thing, but you know, filling our hearts up with that. So speaking into holiness is understanding the Bible. And I'm so sorry, I got really close to the mic, so I am apologizing to your ears. Understanding the Bible, understanding why we believe in what we do. Why are we so involved with Jesus, and understanding why we choose good over the bad. That right there is wisdom. That right there is understanding that God is King of all kings. Wisdom is understandment. Is that even a word? Probably not. But wisdom is understanding, pretty much. We have the knowledge. And of course, we're always learning new things every single day. And the Bible, it doesn't switch up meanings, but it can switch up what you interpret differently. Like, you could read one verse one month, and then the next month you read that same verse, and you read it differently. You saw things differently. Because with words comes sight. With words comes sight. Like, words open up our mind. This book right here, the Bible, has enough words to fill up our minds. This book right here shows all the words we need. This right here is going to open up your eyes and full on understand every little thing of what we do, everything. Holiness is living out the words we speak. Holiness is being humble. Holiness is being modest. Holiness is being a leader and kind. Holiness is actions. So wisdom is understanding, and holiness is actions. And we have to speak that. We have to live that. Everything we fill our hearts with, everything. And I'm sorry if you're getting tired of me saying fill your hearts with the right things, but I mean, come on, that's how the words come out of our mouth. Everything that comes off our tongue is what's in our heart. Everything we hold back is what's in our heart. And that right there will be spoken into existence if we are not careful. I mean, if it's good stuff, I mean, yay. But if it's more of sinful nature that we're filling ourselves with, or things that we're rolling our tongues off with, evil spirits, or just sense of downing others, then we don't want that to be spoken into existence, because right there, it's going to ruin someone's life, honestly. The words we speak, we have to be very, 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 very cautious on how we speak to others, because that's going to affect others. And yes, I don't know everything about this, and yes, I am not perfect with the words I say, more specifically to my sisters, and I apologize if you guys are listening, but words really do control others. Like, at work, I work with a lot of people, and I am working with patients, and I'm constantly having to be joyful and spiritual and be there and happy, and they come in so moody and grumpy, and it kind of ruins my mood a little bit, but I just have to, you know, put on a fake smile and be as joyful as I can and be as happy as I can, and hopefully that the words and kindness that I'm spreading to them might change their heart. And most of the time, they leave in a better mood. Sometimes they don't, and that kind of puts me in a bad mood, because actions and words are literally the same thing. They say actions speak louder than words, but if on honesty, words control actions. So they can't speak louder, because words control the actions. Everything we say is what the action shows off. So we just have to be very, very cautious on how we speak to others. Because, again, if we are nice to people, it might make them want to come to church. Or if we're rude to people, then they're not being like, how are you supposed to be a Christian if you're going to be rude? Like, it doesn't look good. And I know sometimes you're not in a good mood and you really don't want to be happy or joyful all the time, which is understandable because we're human and we don't have good days every day. But just to give that effort and not say things we're going to regret, because everything sticks. We can't take our words back. We can get forgiveness for our words, but we can't take our words back. Words are alive. They're going to live. And they're going to stay there. And they can be manipulated or they can be translated to something else. Which is why we have to be very cautious on how we speak to others or how we speak to ourselves and how we fill and surround ourselves with these things. Okay, so that was it for tonight's episode. Or today, whenever you guys are listening to it, I guess. Just real quick, I'm going to announce that I will be doing a Q&A episode once a month. So if you guys have some things that you guys want spoken to in an episode, to just go on the Instagram page, which is InBetween_podcast. And on the highlights, there's a little question Q&A thingamabobber on the stories that you can just question it, or you can DM me, whichever's easier for you. Of course, they will remain anonymous, so no one would know who said what. But if you have something or a question to ask or just want something to be discussed on the Q&A episodes, let me know and we can try our best to work on it together. Maybe I might learn something new. Who knows? But yeah, and I do have some clips and stuff as well that I'm posting on the Instagram page too. So just check it out, you know, why not? Show some support for this little podcast. All right. I am sorry, my mind is all over the place too. It's just been a busy month. But yeah, I hope this kind of helped you guys understand it. Again, I am not saying that I am perfect, and I'm not saying that I understand the stuff 100%, but I'm going off the stuff that I've learned and what I've seen and what I understand. So if you guys have a different interpretation, by all means, fine. But this is my understanding of it, and I'm not saying that it's the right way, but it's my understanding of it. But anywho, I hope you guys have a good night, good morning, good afternoon, good day, whenever you're listening to this. And I hope you guys have a blessed life. All right. Bye.